Welcome to House of Praise, a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church. RiversideMinistries.com. Have you ever thought about what it might have sounded like when God created the earth? Was there sound? Did it sound something like this?
Sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. Our gracious Master and our God, assist us to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of Thy name. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease. 'Tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace. He breaks the power of cancel sin, He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean, His blood avails for me.
Oh, for a thousand,
oh, for a thousand,
oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise.
About 10 years ago or so, Pastor Ron did a series on creation, and he had some passages from Genesis that just revealed so much there that we hadn't thought about before. And to think that this Creator wants to be involved in our lives, to meet our needs, to do abundantly more than we can even ask or think. How much do you trust this God? How much are you relying on Him day to day? Here's the Gospel Echoes Harvest team.
When David gathered a handful of stones where the soldiers had fallen, he waited along with a prayer and a little rock. The giant fell right on the spot. Well, that's what David prayed for, and that's what David got. And you can't ask too much of my God. No, you can't ask too much of my God. There was a woman drawing water from a well. She had so many regrets, so often she fell. But Jesus knew where she had been, still he forgave her of her sin. In her life began to flow living water for the soul. You can't ask too much of my God. No, you can't ask too much of my God. When you're broken and you cannot find the peace of mind that seems to leave you behind, have you spoken to the God of Abraham? The great I am, he's greater than any problem you've got. And you can't ask too much of my God. You can't ask too much of my God. Upon the three Hebrew children, God smiled. And when Sarah was 90, God gave her a child. Well, I believe that just as then, he's here to move like that again. He has a miracle to do. He only needs to hear from you. You can't ask too much of my God. My God, you can't ask too much of my God. You can't ask too much of my God.
Here's Precious Creator by the Stutzman family.
We bow down
and we worship you, Lord.
We bow down and we worship you, Lord.
Lord of all lords, you will be.
Precious Creator, Lord of the earth, we bow before you, the King of all kings. We magnify you, our most awesome God. Sweet Holy Spirit, come down on dove's wings. For if we would be silent, the rocks would cry out, the mountains would tremble, and the seas lift their voice. Hosanna, hallelujah, we praise you most high. Jesus, Messiah, let the ransomed rejoice. Author and finisher, beginning and end, we fall and worship you, the great I am. Your holy presence brings reverence and awe. Yahweh, deliverer, most righteous Lamb. For if we would be silent, the rocks would cry out, the mountains would tremble, and the seas lift their voice. Hosanna, hallelujah, we praise you most high.
Jesus Messiah, let the ransomed rejoice.
We bow down,
and we crown you the King. King of all kings you will be.
Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb. By them is your servant warned. In keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
All heaven the glory of the risen Lord. Who can compare with the beauty of the Lord?
Forever he
been House of Praise Radio, a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church. Find us online at riversideministries.com. See you next time on House of Praise.